Don't give in. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and verses 10 through 11. The NIV version reads, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teachings. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, 'Come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul.'" The explanation says, "We marveled at how Solomon used everyday experiences in his writing. In verse 8, he used child rearing as the focus of his continued teaching about wisdom. As stated above, Solomon referenced males almost exclusively in his writing. So it is not surprising that he refers to a son. However, we must consider the context of the times. The male was the priest of his home. It was understood that the man had the responsibility of being the teacher and right example for his household. Before a man could be a righteous husband and father, he had to receive the instructions of both his parents. It should not be lost on us why Solomon included the mother. After all, children spent most of the time with their mothers in Solomon's day. Today, although parenting roles have shifted, mothers still provide a contrast from fathers in learning experiences. Some have even said that fathers lean toward daughters and mothers toward sons. Either way, each parent offers a different teaching style and perspective that, when applied in godly love, prepares children to be quality adults. If children hearkened to the teaching of their parents, they would lead honorable lives, reflecting glory to God and honor to their parents." To provide a concrete example of parents teaching in practice, Solomon shared a prime example in verse 10 and 11. Solomon knew that sin was ever present to tempt us, especially the young. Working through their friends and acquaintances, Satan uses peer pressure to get young men and women to participate in sinful acts. Evidence that Jimi Hendrix said, "Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens," is how young men and women respond to temptation. Solomon made it clear that they should not yield to temptation. Do not give in to them. Solomon continued his teaching, warning about the temptations of the world in verse 11. He followed up these warnings with a description of the doom awaiting evildoers in verses 15 through 19. Note, verses 12 through 19 are not part of our printed text. Question, what do you think? Today, why does it seem that Christians are giving in to sin easier and easier?